Good afternoon, everybody. How is everybody doing? Everybody's doing well. I want to talk today about a subject that I've noticed in the previous years here in Kuwait. There was a trend that was happening, which is, the law of attraction and the energy within and sending vibes and controlling others with energy, telepathy, and this kind of subjects, chakras, and those kind of stuff. It actually took quite a large trend here in Kuwait, and people unfortunately start misusing this field, especially the law of attraction. And this is what I want to talk about, the law of attraction. The beginning of the first time that I came around the law of attraction was an Oprah Winfrey show when she was talking about the book The Secret, and there was also the release of the movie. At that time I'm working at sea. So before joining the ship, I decided to buy the book and buy the movie too. And it's 4 months on the ship, so it will give me time to actually study it and read it and really look through it. So I was very keen to read the book and watch the movie, and can't wait until the ship sailed from the port in Kuwait. And when things settled down, I remember coming down from my watch, and I started with the movie, to be honest. Put the movie in, and I was like watching it, getting all excited, and all things that happening. And until I remember it was Bob Proctor who said, "And the secret is the law of attraction." And I kind of is that all? I didn't know what to expect, but I was a bit disappointed. So I give it a chance, let it continue. They were talking, unfortunately, the movie and the book, they delivered, I wouldn't say the wrong idea, but they didn't show it in a very clear way, because the impression that I had is to, as they, and I quote from the movie, the universe is like a catalog, just go through the pages, choose what you want, and the universe will give it to you. So you ask the universe, which I don't agree with that statement. Ask the universe, and the universe will make it happen to you. I finished the movie, and I wasn't totally convinced. I read the book after that. I'm still not convinced. I felt that there's something off. I did believe in the law of attraction. I still do, and I have used it, and I'm seeing good results, but I used it after I understood it, and it took me a while to finally get the bigger picture. I know it's true, I know it's affecting our life. That's why I was digging more into that subject, and I was reading and listening to videos and all that kind of stuff. So I came across a seminar in Kuwait by a Kuwaiti coach. Her name is Hissa al-Hashash. And it's actually a workshop, not a seminar. And the title is The Application of the Law of Attraction. I said, perfect, this is what I need. Let's go and take it and see what happens. So I went there and it was 2-day workshop and it was very interesting, and she was talking about law of attraction, how it affects us and affecting our body and all that. And then she said one sentence, and that sentence I'll never forget for the rest of my life, because when I heard her saying that, it just clicked, light bulb on. She said, "Law of attraction needs action." And what I understood from the movie, just ask and sit and it will come to you. But what she said makes sense to me. It's like, okay, you focus on what you want and you work for it. And that's the way it should be. So from that day moment, this is one of the days that, or the checkpoints in my life, I can say that helped to change my mindset and change my life. I start to read more, and to be honest, the few people that I feel comfortable, or I feel comfortable that saying that they truly understand law of attraction. Hassan Hashash, another coach, Saud Al Farhan here in Kuwait, Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, like big time. Tony Robbins literally changed my whole life. He, the programs that he give, packages. I bought the Ultimate Edge package and I followed the program. And it was amazing. It really helped me through my downtimes, helped me to focus. And I truly believe that law of attraction is simply the art of focusing on what we want. That's it. It's just you focus on what you want, and you will see all the ways and the people that will help you to get closer to your goal or what you're focusing on. So, it really sinked in when I went to the Business Mastery course, I would say it. In Las Vegas for Tony Robbins. It was August 2017. I flew 18 hours just to attend that course. It's like 18 hours flight. I arrived into Las Vegas airport. I arrived around 10 o'clock at night. Next day morning, I woke up, went for the registration. It was registration day, so went back to the hotel. Next day in the morning, we started 5 days, amazing 5 days. I spent 3,000 KD, that's around $10,000, just for the course, just for the business, just to attend the event and all that. And it was worth it. It changed a lot in me, and it helped me in my business too. I remember the final day, like we finished around 11 o'clock at night, and I went to the hotel next day in the morning. I was in the airport and another 18 hours flight to Kuwait. As I said, the event cost $10,000, 3,000 KD, and that's not include the tickets and the hotel. So I like used all my savings, everything. I went there actually with only $200 in my pocket. So a lot of people, "Oh, you're in Vegas. Did you see that? Did you see that?" I don't have time for that, and I don't have the money to do that. So I just there focus on the course, the business mastery, learn as much as I can, came back, sit with my business partner and start sharing the information. And it was good. It helped me a lot. It helped me a lot. And he talked about focusing, the art of focusing. Tony Robbins. You'll find a lot of videos about focus for Tony Robbins, and it really helps. So basically, when you focus on something you really want and what you achieve, you will notice all the roads that will lead you to what you're focusing on, and you'll see the opportunity, and you meet the people or recognize the people that will help you to take you there. Well, this is my opinion with the law of attraction, and this is my first encounter with my story with the law of attraction. As I said, it is there, it is happening, it is affecting our life. And it's up to you to believe or not. This is what I believe. Maybe some people disagree with me, which is absolutely fine. I wasn't like that before. It's like when somebody disagree with me, I'll like go crazy. It's like you're my enemy. But after going all these transactions and listening to those people, the coaches, life coaches, the motivators, and, you know, attend seminars, courses, it changed a lot, and actually changed me to a point that when I meet anybody from another country or a different religion or whatever, I try to find the similarity, and there are a lot of things that it's similar and common between everybody in the world. So once you found the similarity, you build up the bridge of communication, and you connect through that. And from the differences, we learn. You know, different religion, different culture, different way of living. All that is an opportunity to learn. This is the way I see it now, which helped me a lot of increasing my knowledge and understand humanity even better. So this is what I wanted to talk to you today. Please, if you have any comments and you want to talk about a certain topic or you want to discuss a topic, please contact me. I believe there's a messaging button in Anchor application, or you can visit. I'm mostly on Instagram. That's my account. Is Badr at Badr.F75. That's Badr.F75. That's my Instagram account. Please send me a message. And if there is any topic you'd like to discuss with me, please let me know. If you have any comments at all, tips on what I'm doing, so let me know. Until next time, so take care and God bless.